Hundreds of dignitaries gathered in Washington today to remember veteran diplomat Richard Holbrook. Among those who spoke at the memorial was Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari. The Pakistani leader left a growing crisis at home to attend the service, and as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, Zardari isn't getting much relief while he's here.
President Zardari comes to Washington as a weakened leader of a country edging towards chaos. Just in the past month, the political crisis threatened to bring down his government. Young lawyers took to the streets over attempts to repeal blasphemy laws, and Salman Taseer, the progressive governor of Punjab province, was gunned down by a member of his own security detail, a bodyguard who belonged to an elite team trained specifically to fight terrorism. Brian Katulis, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, says the attack sent a clear signal to the Obama administration that despite efforts to curb militancy, there's a serious undercurrent of extremism that has grown and metastasized in Pakistan.
The concern of infiltration of those extremist voices in Pakistani security services, a country that has anywhere from 70 to 100 nuclear weapons, is the thing that keeps many people in Washington up at night.
Security and counterterrorism efforts are among the issues discussed today by President Zardari and Obama before the Holbrook service. But Katulis says Zardari isn't the best man for that discussion because he doesn't hold much sway.
The meeting between President Obama and Zardari is an example of head of state diplomacy at its most complicated. Zardari, as the head of civilian government, really doesn't have as much power over those security issues as do Ashfaq Kayani, the head of the Pakistani military, or Ahmed Shuja Pasha, who's the head of the Inter-Services Intelligence.
There is a constant flow of high-ranking U.S. officials to Pakistan, most recently Vice President Joe Biden, to talk with Kayani and Pasha about the need to go after Taliban militants. A senior administration official on the Biden trip says the Pakistanis have been making efforts to curb Islamist fighters who are intent on bringing down the Islamabad government, but adds that not enough is being done to rein in Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants that attack U.S. and NATO forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Jamie Metzl, the executive vice president of the Asia Society, says Pakistan needs to do better to justify U.S. support.
We've spent $20 billion in Pakistan since 9/11, huge amounts of military aid, lately more civilian-focused aid, and the situation in Pakistan seems to have gone from bad to worse.
The discussions between the U.S. and Pakistan since 9/11 have undoubtedly taken on a circular feel. The U.S. wants more, the Pakistanis can't or won't deliver, or they ask for more time. Meanwhile, there's a growing urgency in the Obama administration to show progress in a strategy for Pakistan and Afghanistan if it wants to begin pulling American troops out this summer. Kamran Bokhari, with the intelligence firm Stratfor, says there are two schools of thought in Washington over how to deal with Pakistan. One is that Pakistan is playing a double game with Washington.
This view says we need to be able to sustain the pressure on Pakistan. They can definitely do more, they're just not doing it. On the other hand, there are those who say Pakistan is already quite weakened. So if we demand more from the Pakistanis, what that means is that there is a good chance that could further undermine stability within Pakistan.
Bokhari says Pakistan and the U.S. are interdependent and that they have to keep a dialogue open to work things out. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.